now with the Anthony Thomas, a little bit iffy, I guess, for Sunday. What does that do to this late date in the game plan?
Well, you still practice as usual, and you know, the next guy steps up and takes or assumes that role. But you know, you don't make any decisions on a Wednesday or Thursday as far as your play time or guys who are going to be up. So we just get the next guy ready to go if he can't go.
And he fills a unique role. I mean, how many guys do you have? Who is a next man up for a guy with this skill set?
Well, you got plenty of guys. Really, you got a guy like AJ Jenkins. You know, a potential guy. Albert has had some reps at that position all through training camp. Junior Hemingway's in that role. I mean, you know, there's several guys on our Joe McKnight. You know, you heard Coach Tobe talk about it. But you know, the next guy will get him ready, and then hopefully all is good, and he's back out here.
Doug, from your experience,
you know, it takes a little while. You know, it's not an overnight thing or an overnight fix by any means. It starts with Rodney. It starts with Alex in the middle. The biggest thing with protection is communication, and making sure the guys are IDing the right guys, and then listening to the calls, and just executing your job. And you do that, then protection's solid.
Now, what kind of statement do you want your offense to make?
I want them to come out and be aggressive. I want them to play hard, play fast. Be an aggressive physical group and limit some of the mistakes. But, you know, mistakes are going to happen in this game. And keeping five guys in a cohesive group is a tough thing to do. But Rodney's a great leader. Alex is a great leader, and they'll do a great job.
Now, speaking of leaders, from a characteristic perspective, what does it take for somebody to be a leader?
I think it just takes you can be a silent leader. You know, by your actions on the field, you can also be a vocal leader, a guy that can inspire, vocally either on the sideline or out on the field. But, you know, most guys are going to feed off of the guy that gives it 110% out on the field in practice every day and then obviously in the game. So, you know, we got the guys on the field to do that and looking for good things from them.
How important is it to have a guy on the offensive side of the ball that is willing his team to win. I
think it's very important because you get into crunch time of a game late in the fourth quarter. You want those guys to rise to the occasion and sort of inspire your football team. But, again, the situation dictates itself. You shouldn't need a leader at that time. But if you need it, that's a good time to have it.
In the third season, you're kind of like doing the offense with one arm tied behind your back because you don't want to show anything. And now you're in this part where you got both hands, both arms, everything's a go. How much more fun is that?
Well, you still have to game plan because you don't necessarily know what the Titans are going to present because it's a new staff over there. You know Coach Wisenhunt, you know Coach Horton on defense, and you kind of have a history with those guys. But again, you still – there's a little bit of that uncertainty. And you just have to go off of past experiences and lean on that. But from an offensive standpoint, you can design a little bit, get a little creative at times, but still it's the first game of the season. You want to keep your game plan nice and tight and have the ability for your guys to go out, limit the mistakes, and play fast.
With Horton, is he – I know he coached with LeBeau. Is he from the LeBeau school? We're going to see a lot of zone blitz and crazy blitzes.
Well, that's been his history, he's got great personnel over there in Tennessee. Obviously we played them last year, different coordinator, but we got great guys on defense, guys that can rush the passer, got some great man players in the secondary, and again, it's going to be a challenge for our guys. But again, he's a guy that likes to sort of mix things up with his fronts and coverages. So our quarterback has to be sharp, and then of course our up front guys have to ID the right linebackers or ID the right protection checks and just go execute your offense.
So you want your offense to be aggressive. How do you prevent your receivers from being too aggressive to try to make up for the loss of Dwayne Bowe on Sunday?
You just got to go play. You just got to be yourself. Bottom line is you can't go be Dwayne Bowe. You can't go be a Jamal Charles, or you just go do your job. Frankie Hammond, go do your job. Whoever Donnie, go be Donnie. And don't be somebody you're not.
Doug, looks like you're heading into the season with a healthy group of tight ends. Looking back to last year for a second, nothing against those guys, but did you ever feel like you were limited in what you could do, at least in the passing game, because you really didn't have Moyaki was out, Kelsey was out, and Fasano missed at least half the season?
The great thing about our situation this year is that we've had all three of these tight ends back to OTAs and really all through training camp with the emergence of of Travis Kelce and that group, and so they've gelled, they became cohesive throughout camp, and you saw some of the explosiveness from that group. So it's something that we have to continue to build upon. I think tight ends are a great match in this league, and we got to continue to find ways to get not only two but all three of those guys on the field.
Can I take that as a yes that you felt a little bit limited with the guys? You had nothing against those guys.
Nothing against them at all, but sometimes you use them differently. You try to use their skill set differently, and you just have. I mean, you've seen it through preseason. A guy like Travis can run. Travis can get – Demetrius Harris can run. These guys can get down the field and stretch a defense. Fasano's a great short to intermediate guy, physical at the line of scrimmage. And so we'd like to be able to use all three if we can.
Yeah.